PA Realtor, people pack Lowe's and Walmart, but I can't show homes to pre-approved couple? By Amy Furr on May 15, 2020. There is no reason why Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, D, should bar real estate agents from working during the pandemic, a protester said at a demonstration in Harrisburg on Friday. I just want to know why we can pack ourselves into Lowe's and to Walmart. We can pack here out in the fresh air, but I can't show a home to two people that have the money. They've been pre-approved by the banks. Why can't I do that? Said Whitney Lynch, a realtor with Gold Key Real Estate. Give me a really logical reason and I'll shut up, but there is no logical reason. No matter how you slice it, she told Breitbart News. Pennsylvania was the only state where real estate had been shut down, which affected her business 100%, Lynch explained, adding that, when her boss tried to reopen, the Democrat governor threatened to revoke his license. She continued. I think it's crap. You're starving me out. I worked really hard to pass my classes, pass my test. I was on a really good roll. The market's really well right now, really good. I was able to sell three houses before the shutdown, but now I can't do anything. I'm not even allowed in my office. Monday, Wolf outlined a list of potential consequences for counties and businesses that refuse to obey his lockdown orders and begin reopening, according to Breitbart News. Businesses should know that opening in counties that don't abide by the law will potentially jeopardize their business liability insurance or the protections it provides, he warned. However, Wolf later admitted that he had not urged Pennsylvania's Attorney General to take any action. No, I have not nor do I intend to, he commented. Also on Monday, leaders in Lebanon, Beaver, and Lancaster counties weighed the possibility of reopening on Friday along with 13 counties Wolf authorized to move from the red to yellow phase. Beaver County Board of Commissioners Daniel Kemp III said Wednesday that the county planned to reopen following an outcry from residents. Come this Friday, we plan on opening because we've been getting hundreds of emails, text messages and phone calls that these business owners are on the brink of closing down, he stated.